brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
I am currently about to propose to my soon-to-be fiance, and we have sat down and talked about a lot of the life goals and kind of how we want to raise our kids and how we want to manage our life and everything. And sometimes we kind of butt heads on finances, and sometimes I guess I feel I'm about 11 years older than she is, and have worked very hard to get to the point I'm at now. And I worry about, you know, is there some steps that I should take from, you know, possibly getting a prenuptial agreement to for assets that I have now? And then also a big question on, you know, I'm currently building a house and about to move into that. And then if we were to pay for that house out of shared finance, but it's in my name, it just kind of felt like muddy waters if something were to ever happen down the line and we were to get a divorce, or, you know, of course that's never the goal, but just how to approach that and make the best decisions going forward.
What's your net worth?
Probably about 1.7.
How old are you?
I'm 38.
Okay. Which makes her 27, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
She's about to turn 27.
All right. How long y'all been dating?
About a year and a half now.
Okay. All right. What's the nature of butting heads over finances discussion?
I guess when I think about kind of, you know, I had bought some property and held it for a while, and now I'm building this house on it, and just, I guess, going forward, should I pay for the house, and or should she help out? She's just concerned because it's not in her name, or...
You're butting heads over that.
Yeah,
are you butting heads over anything else?
Not a whole lot. We have different thought processes on, you know, vehicles, and I'm more of a... I've had a couple cars in my lifetime, and she likes to lease cars and kind of do things that way, and... I've always kind of been more over the, I'll drive a car for 7, 8, 9, 10 years or something before I make a change.
Okay. Well, here's what I want you to get to the bottom of in your pre-marriage counseling or pre-engagement counseling, whichever one you decide to do.
Okay. Yes, sir.
The house disagreement is a valid thing to argue about, and we can talk through that in a minute. Let's set that to the side for a second. You don't borrow money. You're a cheapskate, and you drive a car forever, and she likes new things and nice things, and she doesn't mind going into debt. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir, for the most part. Yeah. I mean, she is very good with her money, but
she's not. People who lease cars are, by definition, not good with their money. It is the most expensive way to operate a vehicle, and it's the inability and immaturity to say no to myself. So I go buy whatever the flip I want because I'm an immature child. That's who leases cars, okay? Regardless if you're 53 or you're 27, because you just want to buy something. It is the least down, the least a month, and the worst deal to get a new car that you can't afford. So this is who leases cars. So no, she's not good with money. But can we talk through that?
To her defense, she just recently purchased one about a year, like 8 months ago, because I kind of told her, I was like, man, I feel like leasing money is a good way to waste a lot of money. But so I think she's trying to make good decisions. But now
did she lease it?
Buyer's remorse. No, she bought her last one.
And pay cash for it.
But no, sir. She has payments.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I'm resting my case here. So here's the thing.
Okay.
If I will not delay pleasure to win, that is the definition of maturity. So I'm willing to save up and pay cash for things. I'm willing to drive things longer to get the full value out of them and pay cash for them. Thus, you have a $1.7 million net worth and she's broke. Okay? And that's not to put her down. It's to put her actions down. All right? And so that is what's concerning me about the marriage, not... you're 1.7 and not who gets their name on the house. Because the number one cause of divorce in North America today is money fights and money problems. You're not likely to have money problems, but you are very likely to have money fights.
Yeah.
Because either she's a great lady, which we suspect she is because you want to get engaged to her, who has some minor adjustments to be made and needs to learn, understand some things she doesn't understand about money and move along the spectrum a little bit to move into wisdom, or she's a freaking princess and you're going to spend the rest of your life trying to keep this woman happy.
Yep.
And she's one of the two.
I think it's the,
I think it's two, Pat.
Like
the former, but.
No, I'm going to tell you why it's not. You called us asking us if you should protect your money because deep down in the dark crevices of your mind when you're laying awake at night, you are afraid that she might be a princess. And that's the truth. I'm just going to tell you. You don't call and ask that question.
We don't know. There's a percentage chance.
Well, I didn't say she was going. I'm saying he's worried that she might be. And to your advice, Dave, Dave's advice is right. I would do premarital counseling to the nth degree and make sure that money are the first whatever sessions, because I think you're worried and I think you have some justification as to why you're worried.
Yeah.
You guys are on opposite ends of the spectrum on money.
Yeah, so that's what you've got to solve for the sake of your marriage. And no prenup in the world will solve the disagreement.
That's right.
You got to get on the same page. You got to get aligned.
Right.
Okay? And that's your protection more than a prenup. Let's change the discussion and pretend we're at a different place, okay? Sure. Let's pretend we're 4 months from now. You guys have been through Financial Peace University together. It gave you some material, which I'll give you as a potential engagement gift or whatever we call those things, and so I'll give it to you free. You two go through that together. You two sit down with a pre-marriage counselor and work through this issue. Let's say you get through that, and she's solid. She's like, I get it. We're doing this. Okay? You might look at a prenup more to protect you from her crazy relatives than her at that point, because your net worth's okay. It's not like through the roof. It's not like you got $10 million. Right. You got one. But the house, if you're going to ask a lady to share your bed, her name ought to be on the deed.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, she's right about that. But you've got a reason for not putting it on there right now. You got to solve for that reason as a marriage thing and then put her name on the deed. And if you want to do a prenup or not, it won't matter on the other stuff. That's what I would do. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.